Chapter 2, A Bird on a Mission. The happy prince begged the little bird.
Little swallow, please do this. Please stay one night. Please take the ruby to the poor woman and her sick little boy. They are suffering so much.
But I don't like little boys,
replied the swallow.
Last summer, two terrible boys came to the river and threw stones at me. They didn't hit me, but it still made me angry.
The swallow looked up at the happy prince's face. He looked so sad, so the swallow said,
I will do this for you tonight.
Thank you,
said the prince. The swallow flew up to the happy prince's side. He took the ruby from the sword. The swallow flew far away over the city, passing many grand buildings. He passed over the palace. There he saw a lovely girl on a balcony with her sweetheart. As he was flying over them, the swallow heard him say to her,
What a beautiful star-filled sky! How wonderful the power of love is!
The girl answered, My dress is being embroidered with passion flowers. The dressmaker is so lazy. I'm worried that it won't be ready for the ball. The swallow continued flying toward the poor woman's house. He flew over the port and saw the lights from the ships. He passed over the ghetto and saw people bargaining for goods. He finally arrived at the house. He landed on the windowsill. He saw the boy in the bed, sweating a lot from a fever. The woman was still at the table. However, now she was asleep. The little bird flew in and dropped the ruby next to the woman's hand. He then flew to the boy. He fanned his wings around the boy's head.
I feel cool,
he mumbled.
Maybe I am getting better.
He then fell fast asleep. The swallow left them to return to the happy prince.
I have done what you asked,
he said to the statue.
Although it is so cold, I am feeling very warm.
That is the happiness you feel because you did a good deed,
said the prince. The swallow then fell asleep at his feet. The next morning, the swallow flew to the river for a bath. A professor was also at the river. When he saw the swallow, he said,
A swallow? In winter? That is very strange.
The swallow then returned to the statue. He said,
I must leave for Egypt tonight. Is there anything you want me to do before I leave?
The prince begged him one more time.
Little swallow, please do not go tonight. Please stay with me one more night.
But I must go. My friends are waiting for me. They will fly to the second waterfall tomorrow. There they will see the hippopotamuses amongst the bulrushes. Also, the lions will come to the river's edge to drink in the morning. They roar louder than the sound of the waterfall.
Please do not go tonight, little swallow. In another part of the city, there is a young man in a loft. He is trying to write a play for the director of the theater, but he has no money. He is so cold and hungry that he cannot write. Please stay tonight.
I will do this for you for one more night. Do you want me to take another ruby to him?
The swallow asked.
No, I do not have any more rubies.
The prince answered.
I only have the sapphires in my eyes. They are very rare, expensive sapphires. They came from India 1,000 years ago. Take one to the young man. He will buy food and firewood. Then he will finish his play.
But I cannot take your eye,
exclaimed the swallow.
Please, little swallow, do as I ask you to,
said the happy prince. The swallow had to fly to his eye and pull out the sapphire. He flew away to find the young man in the loft. There was a hole in the roof, and the swallow easily flew in. The man did not hear the swallow fly in. He had his head in his hands from exhaustion. After the swallow left, he found the beautiful sapphire on his table.
Miracles do happen,
he exclaimed.
This must be from an admirer. Now I can buy food and firewood and finish my play.
He cried for joy. Feeling satisfied, the swallow flew down to the harbor the next day. He watched the men working there.
I am going to Egypt,
he sang out. But no one paid any attention to him. Later, he returned to the happy prince.
I must say farewell tonight,
he told the statue.
Little swallow, please stay with me for one more night.
The happy prince begged him for a third time.
But it is winter. Snow and frost are coming. I must fly to Egypt. The hills are warm, and my friends are building their nests. I promise to come back to you in the spring. I will bring you two beautiful stones. They will be your new eyes,
the little swallow said.
There is a little girl selling matches below in the square. She is cold and hungry. She has no shoes or stockings. Her matches fell into the gutter, and now they are ruined. Her father will beat her if she does not bring him any money. Please take my other eye to her. Then she can go home.
The prince begged him.
I cannot do that. I will stay with you for one more night, but I cannot take your other eye,
the bird said.
You must do it. Please, swallow.
The prince begged. So the little bird took his eye and gave it to the little girl. She went running home with the beautiful stone. The swallow went back to the happy prince and said,
Now you are blind. I will stay with you forever.
No, you must go to Egypt before the winter,
said the prince.
No, I will stay with you.
The swallow sat at his feet and fell asleep.